And next, we are joined by our race-winning crew chief, Mike Shiplett, with the number 41 Stuart Haas Ford. Mike, why don't you just take us quickly through what you saw atop the pit box there as Cole came down to take the checkered flag.
You know, he went on the third groove up there and made some moves, got up to sixth from 12th. And we were talking about just getting everything ready to go. And it's like, if you do that again, you got a real good shot at it. And it worked out great. Cole did an excellent job. Pit crew did a great job all day. The Haas Tooling Ford Mustang was good all day. You know, we played a little gamble to try to get some stage points there for the second stage. And then that caution coming out, it kind of put everybody in a little different position. So then that put us good for the longer run to try to stay out and catch a caution. And then yellow came out one lap after we pitted, so we had to take the wave around and get back. But he battled all day. Everybody did a real good job, and I'm very proud of this team.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And we're going to open it up to questions. We'll start with Bob Packers.
Yeah, Mike, how much do you think the experience of winning in the Xfinity series and having won several times gave him some confidence in moves he can make today?
Well, I mean, he has a lot of confidence here. He won here a year ago at this race. We got him a car that he could drive and he was happy with. We had the right amount of downforce for the track conditions. And we kept him in position for most of the day. And he was there at the end. I mean, he knows what it takes to get out front and lead races to put himself there. So everything just worked perfectly and he had the opportunity today to get it done.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Lee Spencer.
Congratulations, Shiplett. Hell of a job.
Thank you, Lee.
Just curious, it's been a really challenging season for you guys, especially for a rookie. No practice, no qualifying, just kind of going out there blindly. How difficult has that been for Cole, and how much has it helped the fact that you guys have really built your relationship up over the last couple of years? And I'll wait for your response.
I think it helped a lot with Davin, or my engineer, my lead engineer, and myself, with working with Cole and coming to the Cup side together, because we kind of knew what he needed at certain places. And our simulation program is really good. We spend a lot of time in the simulator with Cole. He does a lot of stuff for the whole team. And we just kept building. You know, our goal was just to keep building every week and just trying to put ourselves in position to get top 10, top five finishes. And today was just the perfect, everything lined up perfectly, and we had our shot and we took advantage of it.
And, you know, I've known Cole ever since he started running in NASCAR, and he was brutally shy when he first got into the sport. How have you seen him blossom over the last few years?
I mean, he does everything he needs to do. He was shy. He talks a lot more. He's vocal in meetings. He tells us what we need in the car, you know, so everything is just moving along great, and we'll just keep moving forward.
Thanks, Shiplett.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Jim Utter.
Congrats, Mike. The last 2 weeks, obviously, Cole has seemed to feel the most comfortable in the car and has gotten his two best career finishes, including today's win. Can you point to anything in particular of the last 2 weeks that you felt has gone especially well for you guys or for Cole and maybe different than earlier in the season?
Well, I think earlier in the season, we were still trying to understand what he needed in these cars. With Pocono being, you know, back-to-back races, it gave us the opportunity to almost have a practice on Saturday, and then we made adjustments. We had a much better car on Sunday. It's just the way the yellows fell on that race. We should have been like a 10th to 12th pace car in the second Pocono. And then Indy, same tire, similar track, similar setups. You know, it was just – one step to the next progression, and we had a good finish there. And with the mile and a half, you know, we went back to Charlotte. We had tried a lot of things at Charlotte that we were going to put all together when we came to our next mile and a half. And this is the next mile and a half that we came to. So everything, we've been working on our downforce and what we need for the handling of the car. And we put it all together and we gave our best shot.
And no open for you guys on Wednesday, straight to the All-Star race with the glowing lights. What will this mean? What does this opportunity mean for this team?
I think it's a great for the 41 team, for all our sponsors. I mean, everybody puts in so much effort, and to know that we're already in the race, we're in the first round of the playoffs. Now we just got to try to get some bonus points and make it past the first round of the playoffs.
Thank you very much.
Next, we're going to go to Stephen Conley.
Mike, now that you guys are into the playoffs, does your preparation change over the final couple races before the start of the playoffs? Or are you guys, as you mentioned, kind of just going to be looking for the stage points? Or what do you guys do as far as the cars you're going to be testing? What's the plan?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot we can do, and we'll have to sit down this week and make a plan on what we're going to do there. You know, we have Kansas coming up, Texas coming up. Both those are later in the playoffs. You know, our main concern will be the first three races in the playoffs. So we'll have to sit down and figure that out and see what we can learn. I don't think there's maybe Loudon we can learn a little bit for Richmond, and we have Bristol for the All-Star race. So, you know, there's a lot of good things, and we're moving forward, and I couldn't be more pleased right now.
Thank you.
And next we'll go to Dustin Albino.
Yeah, Mike, congrats on the win. Between Trucks and Xfinity, you got 25 wins as a crew chief. For you personally, how much does it mean to finally get a victory in Cup after 138 starts?
It means a lot. I spent a long time trying to get here, and we finally got here, and then that puts me at a win in every of the three major series, so I'm pretty proud of that.
Thank you.
And we're going to wrap up with Gavin with Speedway Media.
All right, congrats on the win there. And when it came to coming into this race, I'm sure I think a lot of people, I would say, slept on you guys. But what do you think clicked with this race car today that brought this car to victory lane?
It's just he had a really good feel of the car. He was able to drive it deep down into the corner, and it was still able to turn. You know, it's just a balancing. You've got to get everything right between the setup, the weather, the track, the PJ1 that they put down, how long tires are going to last, not last. I mean, we put everything together, and we were there to make a challenge for it at the end, and it worked out.
Thank you.
All right, Mike. Well, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us, and have fun on Wednesday at Bristol.
All right. Thank you.